Greetings, and here we are at the Cane Hill Countryside Centre. It's the 26th of October. The clocks have changed. I don't know what time it is, but it's just about getting light. And I'm just going to share with you my morning ritual. I've done this before, but this is the ritual. So first thing we do, we feed the cats. Hello, cats. They don't make a lot of noise, but they're here. Hey, puss. They're very happy. The next thing we do, and you might hear in the background the birds singing. It's always very nice. But things are about to get noisy because we're moving over to where the geese sleep and we're going to let them out. This is going to be... I told you... Excuse me. They're in the stable at the moment, which we're going to convert into a studio so we can do a little bit of craft work around on the farm. I can look across the field. I know you cannot see, but I can describe to you. We have 3 deer staring at us, thinking, where are you going to feed us, Chris? Where's the food for this morning? There's a few pheasants around as well. So I'm walking up the farm, up by the goat pen. No goats in at the moment, but some great work has been done in here with Neil and Nick just to have a lovely home for them. I'm moving up to the building. And the next thing you hear is Cuthbert. Oh my goodness, I see. Would you believe our dung heap is on fire again? Oh no. So anyway, we're through the gate. We're going to let Cuthbert in. Out, sorry. Got me ins and outs sort mixed up this morning. Come on, Cuthbert. You coming out? Come on, Cuthbert. So here we are, down long by the sheep. Hello, Dot. Dot and Polly are the ones who greet me. And we go and see our little goats. Hello, good morning, little goats. Do you want to say something? Hey? Oh. Mum's having a wee at the moment, so not saying a lot. Eating some bread. You eating hay? Yeah, don't eat on your phone. They're all very well. We'll let them out a bit later on. It's still very early. We're going to move up now to our hen house. Cuthbert is now following me, thinking, where's he going? Past the poly tunnel. Past this wonderful trailer, which is being built by Belinda and Neil, up into our creative art area, which is Ralph has put together. Must tidy this up. It's going to get a bit messy, but... And we're moving into our hen house. Now, things are changing here. First thing you notice, there's no locks here. We're not penned in. There's a bit more freedom in the area. Good morning to you all. I saw a little silky crowing there. Our rescue hens are doing very well. How are you all this morning, me dears? Our rooster is obviously... They've got a different thing about the moment. We haven't got the ducks. Andy's moved the ducks away because what I want to do is make sure we got the pond area sorted so they got a bit of freedom. I didn't like to see all the birds caged up as much as they were. But the nice thing about it is that the turkeys are now roaming with the hens and the silkies will be out later on with the hens as well. So everybody's getting on very well together. We let them outside as well. So let's let the silkies out a moment, I think. All the birds are getting on well. It's a bit quieter. I said the ducks are gone. They were very noisy and they were a little bit, so she was lacking space. But it was quite nice coming in last night. And the turkeys were roosting up high. They like to roost up high. So today or quite soon, we're going to make some higher perches for them. Hello, Mr. Rooster. Yes. Oh, okay, we're going to back out. We'll see you a bit later on. Do you want to say anything, Mr. Turkey? That was the rooster, not the turkey. So, anyway, we're out and about. I will go back into the house and make a drink for Ellie. She'll be off for a bike ride soon, and I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful day. Isn't it, Cuthbert? Do you like your new pond? No, we're not going to put you in it now. It's all right. Cuthbert does like this time in the morning because he follows me around thinking... Yeah, come on, Cuthbert, let's go to the field. See what birds and animals we can see out in this field. We're out in the back field, the Franklin field, but I cannot believe that fire is going again. I'm going to try to put it out. There's a nice calm around the farm. Yeah. A couple of pheasants, but nothing much else outside here. Right, well, however you're doing on this wonderful morning, have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you soon, if not before. All right, Cuthbert. It keeps you fit, looking after the farm. Hello, Dot. Dottie. Oh, Dottie. And here's a little goat. I've been calling the white one Pixie. I'm not sure if it will stay that name. Pixie. It's always lovely waking up with the animals. And of course, obviously, waking up with you. Well, I'm back round. Cats are here thinking, do we have some more food, please, Chris? We'll speak soon. Bye.